often referred to as make or break season for retail, and that's especially the case this year as it's the first Christmas shopping period in 3 years without some form of restrictions being in place. Duncan Graham, Managing Director of Retail Excellence, is here. So we've, 11 shopping days to go till Christmas. Duncan, how are things looking? And is it shaping up to be a good year generally for retail?
Yeah, look, 11 more sleeps. It's coming down the line very fast, Brian. I think it's going to be a very difficult year, to be honest, in total. I think, you know, certainly there's 5 billion to be had in December. We've seen, things around Black Friday weekend in particular were pretty strong, but there's very definitely an issue here around customers are shopping for value. So the footfall is generally speaking up on previous years. Online shopping has slipped back a little bit, but people are shopping with a budget in mind, and I think have been doing since sort of early September, October time. So, you know, I don't think we're going to have a massive Christmas, but, you know, it'll be certainly better than we've had over the last 2 years in terms of a lot easier than perhaps we've shopped for in the last 2 years.
But it really is make or break for some retailers, given that the last 2 years have been so difficult. So if they don't do well this year, could it be curtains for certain retailers?
Yeah, look, and certainly some of the small retailers who've been struggling big time with some of the energy costs that they've had to absorb, some of the staffing costs they've had to absorb. You know, if we're looking at flat business across retail for this Christmas period, you know, with a 9% inflation rate that we're dealing with as well, then clearly margins are being hit very hard. So, you know, it will be difficult. I think most retailers will obviously survive this Christmas period, but it's January, February when the real pressure comes.
And we've had a few days of rather inclement, if very Christmassy weather. Has that had an impact at all? Has it caused people to stay at home?
Yeah, look, I think whenever we see these weather alerts, it's very frustrating from a retail point of view. The last big weather event we had was really in 2018. And every time we see these warnings, it does mean that people do question whether they should be coming out. And of course, the weather has been very unseasonable. It's been very cold over the last few days, and that has caused some issues. And what tends to happen is that people will shop in the middle part of the day, or indeed they'll put off their shopping until next week. So, you know, you end up with these pinch points through the week where people are shopping, and of course it does impact on late night shopping and the nighttime economy and all that sort of thing. So it's challenging.
You mentioned the inflationary environment and the challenge of energy costs, and we spoke to you a few months ago about this, the challenge of energy costs, rising energy costs for retailers. The government supports have been introduced. Are they helping?
Yeah, look, the TBES scheme, which is the energy support scheme that the business introduced at the budget, the 1.2 billion, certainly very welcome. The reality was it was introduced at the budget, which was on the 23rd of September. Retailers and small businesses are still to see that pay out. And it is due to finish as we sit here now on the 28th of February. So, you know, a lot of time period here. And the reality is also that, you know, if you're, I guess the Christmas present the Taoiseach could give small businesses at the moment is to announce that that's going to be extended, because there's no doubt about it. You know, if you're a small craft butcher, for example, you're going to be struggling in the new year if you don't see ongoing support. So, you know, that's a real requirement into next year.
Just briefly on one other issue, the trade union mandate issued a call in recent days to be nice to people working in the retail environment. There was a particular issue last year. People were being verbally abusive towards shop workers. Is that an issue this year?
I think less so. I think people are shopping with a lot more freedom this year than perhaps they did previously. If you think back to the last 2 years, you know, we were very much shopped on a mission. We came in, we shopped for an hour and we got out because of Omicron and the variants that were around this time last year. So, you know, that is clearly not so much of an issue. You know, people are spending a little bit more time in shops. And of course, we're shopping without our masks on this year, which is, you know, a big benefit. So I think, you know, the real message to consumers is one of, you know, look at the people that are opposite you across the counter from you, because the likelihood is they're working long hours away from their families, and be nice.
Duncan Graham, Managing Director of Retail Excellence, thank you.